Well, as widely tipped, the US Federal Reserve has raised interest rates by 25 basis points, marking the first increase in nearly a decade. Announcing the decision a short time ago, Chairwoman Janet Yellen said considerable improvement in the labour market favoured conditions for an increase. She says the move reflects confidence that the economy will continue to strengthen.
Since March, the committee has stated that it would raise the target range for the federal funds rate when it had seen further improvement in the labor market and was reasonably confident that inflation would move back to its 2% objective over the medium term. In our judgment, these two criteria have now been satisfied.
That's the Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen speaking there a short time ago. So what does this Fed decision mean for the global economy and for the Australian economy? Su-Lin Ong is Chief Economist with RBC Capital Markets. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You might say she's just doing, Janet Yellen was just doing her job, but this particular decision had a lot of weight and noise around it, didn't it?
Absolutely. There's been a lot of talk about this decision and, you know, finally we do have liftoff in terms of moving off the zero interest rate policy settings, but there's been a lot of talk for several months now and so it was highly anticipated. It's the first move in terms of lifting rates in almost a decade. So, you know, the communication has been really important, and thus far she's managed to do a pretty good job here. She's still, as I speak, doing her press conference, but the message is pretty clear from the Fed. It is a signal of confidence in the US economy, that it is on a track of expansion, that the labour market continues to improve, and definitely a vote of confidence that inflation, which is very low, will move higher towards their 2% target over the medium term.
In terms of going forward from here, they've said, well, they've made it fairly clear that anything that happens next will be very gradual. But can we assume from that that we're now on a trajectory?
Look, I think that we are. I mean, we have to bear in mind that obviously at 0.25% rates are still very low, unusually low, nowhere near any kind of normal policy settings. There is likely, when you look at the forecast for the Fed funds rate, when we look at the dot plots, which is really where the Fed members see rates over the medium term, it does imply about a percent increase in 2016 and further increases in the Fed funds rate in 2017. But the key here is that it will be likely a very gradual path of rate hikes, very data dependent as well. The Fed's given itself a lot of optionality here. If the data disappoints, if, you know, inflation doesn't pick up, if we get any stalling in labour market improvement, that will definitely see them temper expected tightening. But it does look like we have liftoff and what is likely to be a series of very gradual hikes over the next couple of years.
For obvious reasons, the remit of the US Federal Reserve is to look at the market conditions in the United States and make their decisions based on that. But they clearly also look at the global economy. Is the global economy ready for this in the same way that the US market is?
Look, I think it's interesting. Their assessment at this point is that there are still some downside risks emerging from the globe, but those risks have lessened somewhat since they last met. So it is interesting. We know that global growth still remains very modest. I think importantly, it's quite divergent. There is clearly weaker growth in China and the EM world, and ultimately that will feed through to the US and the broader globe. But, I think the Fed feel pretty confident that the strength of the US economy, in particular the consumer and labour markets, should be able to see that economy withstand some of these global risks. Interestingly, as I said, you know, the risks have probably dissipated slightly from when they last met. So very much, I think financial conditions are better now than they were in September and October, and that's given the Fed, I think, greater confidence in beginning this this tightening cycle.
What are the indications that I mean, reading overnight, my expectation was that China really was going to be bracing for this. But in fact, some of the most recent data has indicated that perhaps the scenario is not quite as bad as we might have expected for them.
For China?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I think China has a number of challenges. You know, big picture, they are transitioning their economy and, you know, they're moving towards a much more mature economy, one that has a more modest pace of overall growth and, importantly, a shift in the composition of growth away from investment towards the consumer. So they have a number of challenges there at a time where they're also opening up their markets and consistent with that, we've seen a number of key measures in terms of liberalisation of financial markets, including the most recent in terms of the currency. So China does have a number of challenges. Activity continues to generally underwhelm, but, you know, there has been substantial policy action and we suspect there'll be more to lend support to the overall economy and assist in this transition. But the most recent data, as you say, has probably been marginally better. This follows, to be fair, you know, probably a good 6 months of downside surprises. So there may be some tentative signs of bottoming out, but it's really pretty early days yet. But definitely for China and really the rest of the globe, today's Fed decision shouldn't be a surprise. It was fairly well telegraphed. It's been explained very well today. I imagine the Fed is pretty pleased with the market's reaction so far. It's been a fairly muted reaction here. And ultimately, for China and for the rest of the globe, the fact that the US is confident to begin this cycle signals, I think, an important message about the health of the US economy and the durability of this expansion, which is, you know, to be fair, 6 to 7 years old, but underpinned by some much stronger fundamentals and structural improvements in that economy.
Does this sort of broad setting or sort of trajectory setting for the United States act as a catalyst for China to do some of the things that the US really wants it to do, like further internationalization of the currency? I mean, you sort of mentioned it there, but will this propel them to actually sort of galvanize what they think and do it?
Look, I think the fact that the US is beginning this and it is a signal of confidence in the economy should be taken as a positive sign, not by just China, but the rest of the world. As to whether it materially influences China's decision to reform further, to open up its markets further, I doubt if that's the case. I mean, I think ultimately China will continue to make progress to move more onto the world scene in terms of its markets and open up, but it'll do it at a pace that is, you know, of its own determining, one that's best for its economy and for its people. So I think it's, you know, it will probably be encouraged by what's happened in the US overnight, but I don't think it'll have material implications. I think they're on a very clear path of reform and opening up the economy, and that's to be most welcomed by the rest of the world.
All right. Su Lianong, thanks very much for talking to us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Su Lianong is the Chief Economist with RBC Capital Markets.